For many religious followers, faith and culture often blend together to the point where the two can sometimes become indistinguishable. And no, we're not just talking about Mormons. As part of our Believer series, KUER's Lee Hale speaks with Faiza Javed, a young Muslim woman who can relate to those who don't fully understand her beliefs or culture. Because for a long time, she didn't either.
Growing up in West Valley, the daughter of Muslim immigrants from Pakistan, Faiza Javed understandably felt a little out of place. This became especially apparent after 9/11. Javed, then just a fourth grader, began hearing classmates at her elementary school criticizing Islam, the faith of her family.
I think like 2 or 3 days after, I found myself like in the classroom standing up for Muslims. I didn't even know what that meant, but I just knew like the conversation in the classroom was so negative. And so 10, 11-year-old me was sitting there trying to tell my classmates that, no, Muslims aren't bad, you know? So I feel like my little, I mean, I'm not sure what you want to call it, but this little, this fight that I've had for a while to teach individuals about Islam has been going on for quite a while. I feel like I was almost thrown into the arena.
What was it, do you think, that was causing you to stand up and say, wait a second? Was it the idea that people were looking at you and assuming things about you?
I feel like I just have such a strong passion, desire of knowing what's right and wrong. And I think it wasn't even about me. I felt like all these people were being misrepresented. And I don't even think fourth grade me completely comprehended that. But to see my family being bashed, myself being bashed and everything, it just felt so inherently wrong that I wanted to stop it automatically because I felt like there were so many assumptions going on.
But this desire to set the record straight about Muslims didn't mean she was totally on board with her own beliefs.
I thought I hated Islam until I was in my early 20s. So I really ran away from it. I didn't really want to be Muslim. I didn't understand it. And a lot of that is because I mixed the Pakistani culture and Islam together. So now this isn't to say all Pakistanis are this way, but just the environment that I grew up in, you know, it was very misogynistic. Gender roles are very carved out. I have been groomed to get married since I was like 6 years old.
This clashed with what she was learning at school. Her teachers were telling her she could grow up to be anything she wanted, a lawyer, an engineer, but that wasn't the message at home. In fact, in her teens, Javed was arranged to be married, but she didn't go through with it. And as she grew up, she began to shed some of that cultural worldview.
So it's interesting because in one way, you struggle with your own faith, but you've also probably been having to answer for your faith your whole life. And that seems like that's almost conflicting things happening there.
Yeah, I would definitely say until I was about 20, everything was really conflicting and I was a very confused individual. I can, you know, honestly say now that I am wholeheartedly, proudly Muslim and I embrace that completely. But I have really had to learn what it means to be Muslim. And I still take classes to this day every Sunday. I have a teacher in Jordan who I Skype in with two of my other friends. And, you know, we go through fundamentals and basics because things get so muddled and I just want the authentic source. You know, I don't want his version or that version. I just want it straight from the source.
Going to the source challenged a lot of Javed's preconceived notions about Islam. She realized that history told a different story, especially when it came to the Prophet Muhammad.
I mean, this is my opinion, but I believe that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the first feminist. And I say that because 1,400 years ago, he basically made it obligated for women to go get an education. It was obligated for a girl's dad and brothers to make sure she got that education. You know, he took away, you know, girls getting married off and not having a say. Like, you have a say whether or not you want to get married.
As Javed sifted through the history of the Islamic faith, she realized a lot of what she didn't like were relatively modern interpretations. She distilled her beliefs down to their roots, and for her, it's all about a direct connection to God. This awakening led her and a few Muslim friends to create the Emerald Project. They organized public panels to combat Islamophobia. The conversations combine history with firsthand experiences of life as a Muslim in America.
I think more than anything, it's really separating the culture from the religion. I think I really want to make sure people understand. And I feel like, especially here in Utah, I feel like LDS folk really resonate with that. You know, even when they come to our events, sometimes, you know, they're like, oh, we thought you were talking about our culture and religion, because, you know, we face the same sort of issues and stigmas. And so it's really separating the two of them. And yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, when I'm talking with my friends, I'll be like, I feel like the Islam that we're supposed to be following was buried with the Prophet when he passed away 1400 years ago. And so sometimes it is, yeah, connecting back to those, the purity of the roots that you had talked about. And then absolutely, I mean, being a young Muslim in America means something very different than being a Muslim in the Middle East.
Part of what it means to be Muslim in America is the same thing Javed has been learning since the fourth grade. She has to explain herself. She can't expect others to understand her beliefs without some help.
I think at the end of the day, we forget that we all have this human connection, and we begin to isolate ourselves, or, you know, these individuals are backwards, or, you know, anything of that sort. But I think if we really just kind of look at the human element, even put the religion to the side for a minute and just get to know them on a human level, I think they'd be really shocked.
Thank you.